Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. This week's warmer temperatures may offer some hope that winter is on its way out, perhaps enough hope to start dreaming of summer vacation. If that dream includes getting away to the beach later this year, you may need to budget a little more. A new Delaware tax on short-term rentals means the price for fun in the sun in the first state is a bit higher this year. Contributor Eileen Dallabrita takes a closer look at the beach rental market and the impact of this new state tax in her latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me this week to offer her insight into how things look this year. So, Eileen, tell us, what is this new state short-term rental tax? What does it cover, and when did it go into effect?
Well, it is a 4.5% tax. It went into effect on January 1st, and it impacts short-term rentals, which are defined as single-family homes, townhomes, apartments, condominiums, houseboats, even cabins and trailers that are rented to guests for 31 consecutive nights or less.
So largely, it's almost anything that you would rent if you want to go spend a week at the beach.
That's correct.
So what does this tax do in terms of the price of rentals? Can you give us some examples that might give people a sense of, when you add this on, what does it actually mean?
Well, it adds $45 to every $1,000 charged for a rental property. And it really adds up, especially if you are renting an expensive property, right? Because the more rent you pay, the more short-term rental tax you pay on that. So here's an example. There's a five-bedroom, five-bath house with a pool in Indian Beach, which is a very nice private community in Dewey. And so there's a two-week minimum rental, $24,250, and the tax adds almost $1,100 to the rental fee.
So basically, the prime rentals are the ones that are going to really feel the effect of this tax the most.
Yes.
And this is just one of several costs that wind up getting tacked onto a rental, correct? So when you see a list price, you got to be careful to factor not just this tax in, but all the other things that get added on when you rent a place at the beach.
The fees are significant, and a lot of them are hidden or unexpected. For example, a three-bedroom, two-bath condo at the Henlopen, which is an oceanfront place in Rehoboth, and it rents for just under $4,000 a week for the second week in July. But after a $115 processing fee, another $115 for a damage waiver, a $206 charge for linens, sheets and towels, and $279 in local Rehoboth tax and $174 in Delaware state tax, the new tax, the tally comes to $4,800. It's about $900 above the list price.
And that is obviously something that people have to take into account when they're thinking about how much do I want to spend and also still have the kind of money I want to go out to dinner with and do things throughout the week. It does become pretty expensive pretty quick. Has there been a sense of what the reaction has been to this tax? I mean, are people even aware of it at this point?
I don't think it's on a lot of vacationers' radar, but it sure is with the real estate pros. And I spoke with a woman whose agent mailed her contract for this summer in December just so she could avoid paying the 4.5% tax.
At least for 1 year, escape the tax. But obviously, I guess for one year only. For the real estate agents, I guess they have to, I guess when they're talking to people about these properties, I guess they've got to try to warn them of like this tax, but also just like, hey, you know, what we were talking about earlier, just you got to factor in all this other stuff as well. which I guess makes their job a little bit harder when it comes to selling, rental properties.
Yep. There you go.
So Sussex County also considered its own short-term rental tax late last year, and they decided against it. And I guess this kind of goes to what we were just talking about. Is there some concern that eventually, all these taxes and fees are going to hurt the market and maybe drive people away from renting at the Delaware beaches? Or is the price to rent in Delaware still reasonably competitive regionally when you look, say, at like Ocean City, Maryland, or places over at the Jersey Shore?
Well, for many years, Delaware was one of only three states, the others are Alaska and California, that didn't charge a state short-term rental tax. So that if you if things like that were on your radar, that was a competitive advantage. And I think that's part of the reason why Sussex County decided not to add another 3% on with its own short-term rental tax. 7.5% in a year is something that, that's significant. And I think that they thought that might hurt Delaware competitively.
Although I guess there is the argument that these type of taxes, like on rentals, can be kind of popular ones for politicians because they, to a certain point, affect maybe more people who don't live in Sussex County or don't live in Delaware. If you're presuming a lot of people are coming in from out of state to vacation, hey, we're going to get some revenue from people who don't live here so we don't have to raise property taxes instead. I mean, it can be a popular way to a point.
Yes. Vacationers aren't sending their kids to school or, paying for roads and improvements and things like that. So it is something that does help, especially local taxes from smaller communities mm-hmm. that don't have huge sources of revenue.
And it's the good news is that a lot of the people who are paying this tax don't vote. So they won't vote you out of office if they're not happy with the tax. Tax or no tax, though, Eileen, people are going to head to the beach. I mean, that's for sure. Let's talk a little bit more just generally what the market looks like this year. And are there still good options available if you want to go to the beach and pay the extra on this tax?
Yes, there are. But a lot of the prime weeks are already taken. People now are buttoning up their rental property if they rent a place and they like it the day they leave. So a lot of great places have been taken since August. But there are still good options available. But I think that if you do want to rent a place at the beach, you need to get right on it.
I was going to say, tax or no tax, I mean, just the kind of base prices, are they pretty much similar to what we've seen in recent years?
They have gone up a little bit, but not a lot. And there are pretty hefty premiums for hot ticket items, especially properties that have swimming pools.
Mm-hmm. If you can't afford some of these pricier spots that have maybe the premium price tags on them, are there some other options that are beach adjacent, or is it a potential for shorter term rentals if you just want maybe a quick getaway as opposed to a full week or 2 weeks?
Well, the rule of thumb is the further you are from the beach, the less you pay. Selbyville is more affordable than Rehoboth or Bethany. If you did but just want a short getaway, I would look for like fill-in times at hotels that have just these very little short blocks and are eager to fill those rooms.
I guess that's one way you can get down there and be like, hey, if you're not there on the weekends, which maybe are the premium times, you might be able to get a slightly cheaper rental for a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at a hotel and still have the opportunity to be at the beach for a little while.
Yeah, that's right.
But I guess the other thing about that, though, and particularly when we talk about maybe being a little less adjacent to the beach, going to somewhere like Selbyville is, then you got to factor in the logistics of getting where you want to go. And I guess that's the trade-off, right? You pay less, but you may have to deal with more headaches if you want to enjoy your time there.
Yeah, and there are prices to that. I mean, to make that drive to the beach and find parking and pay for it, and you know you can't go home for lunch, and you're buying lunch wherever you're staying or on the beach.
Right.
So it there are definite hassle factors in logistics of taking that less expensive rental that is a significant distance from the one and only Atlantic Ocean.
So for those people who might be listening to this and say, you know what, instead of renting and spending all this money, maybe I'll just buy a place at the beach, and that way I don't have to worry about all of this. If you've got the means to do that, is the market good to buy a beach place and then maybe rent it out to other people instead?
Well, the housing in Sussex County has gotten expensive. I mean, it's more expensive than houses in Newcastle County and has been for more than a year. The median home price in Sussex is $465,000 compared to $350,000 in Newcastle. And that also includes housing that is in the western part of the county. Still, I've talked to real estate professionals that say that some beach buyers are indeed splitting the difference, living in a home part of the year and renting it out during the vacation season. Recently, a couple bought a condo, and their game plan going in was to rent the property 12 weeks a year in hopes that that would cover most of their expenses for buying the house.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dellabrita for her time on The Green this week. Her piece on summer beach rentals and a new short-term rental tax in Delaware is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We take a look at the challenges faced by Black girls in Delaware and what's being done to promote their health and well-being. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.